To be able to come back to this storied franchise, my family and myself were extremely excited. And I'm honored and really humbled to have this opportunity.
All right, does it feel like an old shoe?
It does, but there's a lot of changes that have taken place. You know, a lot of people that obviously I still recognize in the building, and it's great to come back and see them, but there's obviously been some additions to the building that are just spectacular, so it's fun.
What did you think of Matt Nagy when you first met him?
Energetic, intelligent. Definitely you could tell he has a vision and a plan of what he wants to do. How he comes across is who he is. And I think that's very refreshing. So excited that he's given me this opportunity.
You're Dave Tobe's guy, right? Yes. But you have invested a lot of time since working with Dave Tobe. Do you feel like your own man now?
I do, but at the same time, I am, you know, Dave and I talk each and yes. every week. I mean, we're very close friends. And I wouldn't be sitting here in this chair if it wasn't for Dave Tobe and Coach Smith giving me the opportunity, you know, 7 years ago. So I'm indebted to him.
What you're inheriting is still a little bit up in the air because there are some players out of contract and so forth, but one of the guys that everybody's talking about and loves is Tariq Cohen. What do you think?
Oh, I think he can be dynamic. I said that when we played him, and this was a big comment, but I kind of said like a little Sproles. Size-wise, and he's built thick legs and has great balance and has some human joystick things to him where he can start and stop. I mean, he's a guy that can change the game. He has big play, great vision. Trust me, when we kicked it to him, I was extremely nervous.